Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. As we labor to satisfy the desire on the heart of God, He qualifies us for greater opportunities of service in His kingdom. He grants unto us the privilege to be in custody of His power and His authority. You may be seated. God bless you. I will need a feedback from the desk that is managing the online streaming of this meeting. Can you give me an idea of how many people we are reaching at the moment? People that are managing the desk, the online desk. Give me an idea of that. I'd like us to do something quickly. Amen. We need to labor and sacrifice for the kingdom of God to be extended in the territory of Edo State, so that God will have more grounds in the territory than Satan does. Hallelujah. I was speaking with Pastor yesterday night, and I was saying, when will you buy a land? When will you buy a land for the Win-Lose project? When will you buy a land for the church and the discipleship project? And he made me to understand that a land has been seen somewhere in the heart of Benin, but we'll need 20 million Nigerian naira to secure that property. And part of what I want to encourage us to do today is to get that land. And my contribution will be 1 million, so we are down to 19 million. We are down to 19 million. Now, do you have an account for this? The people on the media desk, can you help us with an account destination? An account destination. Listen to me. If you are not moved by the Lord to be part of this, you have done nothing wrong. Okay? But if the Lord moves on your heart to be part of what I am saying now, you're welcome. So that's the account. It's a guaranteed trust bank account. The account name is the Win-Lose Media Ministry. At the end of this service, when I get to my place of rest, I'm going to send in my own contribution. Right? So I will not need follow-up. Just like anyone that wants to be part of the project, no one will follow you up. So I want to speak first of all to our brethren that are participating online, especially those that are not in Nigeria. These days it takes a truckload of naira to be able to achieve anything in Nigeria. So just in case you are there, we will want to invite you to be part of this project. We want to get a land in the heart of Benin, so that our labor of discipleship on the upcoming generation can be solid. We are trusting God that in the next 20 years, that's when it will be possible to evaluate the efforts that we are bringing in for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, evaluating young ministers rising in accuracy, holding down territories for the Lord. I mean, in different streams of ministries, different economic ideas to contend at the economic war front, many more people having access to resources, to power, kingdom projects, more wisdom in terms of service delivery on various levels on the seven mountains, so much so that Nigeria will be choked with so much light that darkness will die a natural death. And so if you are willing to be part of this initiative that I'm flagging off this moment, you will do well to take down these account details. Take down these account details. And just for the purpose of empowering our data bank, just for that purpose, Pastor, I will want to request that you send us a WhatsApp number so that everyone that is participating in this project that is here present will be able to send their commitments, their proposed pledged commitments to that number to give us an opportunity to administratively perceive the expectation that we have in view of the project. So if we can have a number maybe of one of your team people, we can put it on the screen. So if you make a commitment, or there's another option of sheets of paper so that we can get a feedback. Can we use the options of sheets of paper? Pastor? Okay, let's see that. Like I said before, you are not under compulsion to be part of this project. So, Pastor? Can we use this for that, for this project? Okay. Now, for those of us that are in the room, please, you may sit. For those of us that are in a room that want to be part of this, maybe you have already made your transfer already, please, we want a feedback system to be able to evaluate expectations. That is going to help us know when we can begin to speak with the owners of the land and to engage them to this end. So, if you intend to be part of it, give us a disclosure of your commitment. If you have already made your transfer, just give us a documentary of your input so that we can have an administrative outlook to what we intend to do. We're already 19 million down, and I'm hoping that the Lord will move over someone's spirit as I'm speaking. That will reduce what is in view drastically. Hallelujah. Now, the amen now is so weak because we are talking about. Meanwhile, I said you are not under compulsion. So I'm not putting you on your toes. No, no. You are not under compulsion. What we are doing is to establish the kingdom of God in the heart of Edo State and to give Pastor and his wife the opportunity to express their discipleship ministry that we have seen, and we know that there are people that are determined to accomplish the calling that is upon their lives. Are we on the same page? So please don't hesitate to be part of what is going on. As you fill the form, also take inventory of this number on the screen. It's a WhatsApp number. You can also copy us with your name and the amount that you have either pledged or given, so that the administrative desk can send you a thank you message. Most of the time when we do things like this, it is difficult to track the people that were responsible in the sacrifice, and there is a possibility of looking ungrateful. And so we normally like to have a feedback system so that we can appreciate everyone that has taken out time to labor with us in this area of giving. Hallelujah. So that's my first assignment for the night. I want to give an additional 2 minutes so that we can round up this session of the meeting. All right, I've just been advised, if you are using this form, there is a perforated part of the form which can be duly filled and restored to us, and that is going to suffice as a feedback system, especially if you are so generous as to also include your phone number in the slip. It will help our desk officers and admin people reach out to you, and so that you can have our profound gratitude for being part of the kingdom's struggle, in Jesus' mighty name. So we have 2 more minutes to go, and then we will proceed with our teaching for the night. Now, there are going to be miracles here in this arena this night. The hand of God will be manifest, and those that are in the overflow outside, you are by no means disadvantaged. The dividends of the grace of God that will be flowing here has no regard for distance, so you are not disadvantaged in any way. Amen. Hallelujah. I would like to pray at the end of the sacrifice before we move to the next item on the agenda. I just came out of a time of seeking the face of God, and the object of my seeking is about the nation Nigeria. So I want to share with you in the next segment of this service what I found in the presence of God that is coming to pass in our nation. Something is happening in Nigeria. Something is happening. Maybe many of you have not observed, there is an increasing prayer revival that has caught up with the upcoming generation, and it is spreading from region to region I've seen the same flame in northern Nigeria. I've seen the same flame in the Middle Belt. I've seen the same flame in western Nigeria. I've seen the flame in southern, south Nigeria. I've seen the same flame in southeastern Nigeria. There is a prayer movement that God has stirred up in the land. And whenever people begin to contend for their territory using the platform of prayer, there are a few things that begin to happen in the territory. So I will share with you briefly. You know, we preach in part and we prophesy in part. That which I found in the presence of God that is about to take place in the land, I will make it known to you. Even though I will speak in parables, such that only he that has ears to hear will be able to hear. Yes, we are still waiting on the ushers to receive the forms. You are invited to be part of the Winlow's project. As you have heard, I am a Winlow now. I'm a Winlow. Yeah. And you will see me in one movie. They inducted me forcefully into this aspect of media ministry. But before the end of the exercise, I began to like it. So, I am a Winlow. Are we done with that segment of the service? Ushers, you can retrieve the forms so that we can pray together. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? All right. So, ushers, when you are done, can you give me a sign? Because my time is counting and I want to pray. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you because of what is happening here. We are your kingdom functionaries. And anything that you are doing in the earth, we are part of it. And so tonight we ask that you accept our sacrifice to the end that discipleship and true spirit influence will come upon the upcoming generation. And they will have the opportunity to order their steps aright by reason of the word of God and prayer. It is to this end that we do this, and we ask that you bless every hand that has identified with this sacrifice and is a participant in it in the name of Jesus. Look kindly on us and respond to us in the day of our trouble. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. So I went to seek the face of God because we needed to have a perspective as to what God was doing in Nigeria so that we will know how to adequately partner with His Spirit to implement His plan. And when I went to seek the face of God, calling upon His name, one of those nights He showed up. When he showed up, he said to me, "It is not time for me to speak." And I said, "Show me from the Bible that there are times that you refrain from speaking. And he took me to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and showed me that there is a time to speak and a time to keep silence. And I told him and asked him that since this is a time for him to keep silence, can he give me a parable or a sign that will satisfy my curiosity? And he told me something strange. He said, I was praying for the wrong thing. He said, what do you mean by that? He said, according to his agenda and his timetable in the heavenlies, the next item on the agenda for Nigeria is judgment. I was praying about, what are you doing? What is the counsel that is coming from you so that we'll know how to begin to arrange ourselves? He said to me that the next item on the agenda for Nigeria is judgment. That after that judgment has taken place, then the direction that the nation needs will become clear to every citizen. I pressed further, and the Lord began to give me insight that the seasons of judgment begin from the first day of October 2022. So from today, watch out. From this moment, watch out. In fact, after this declaration, it can even happen this night. There is going to be a judgment that will manifest in Nigeria. It will shake the entire Nigeria. Watch it. So the summary that the Lord gave me was that my voice will be in my judgment. That's the parable that he gave me. So watch out for the judgment of the Lord. It will pave way for the coming of the new Nigeria. So that is the prophetic insight so that we can be guided and watch for the signs that God is willing to give us as a nation, and then we'll partner with him massively to achieve the agenda that is upon his heart. Some time ago, I went to Ghana to preach. And when I got to Ghana, I met a man. This man that I met was being groomed to be a warlock. He is from northern Ghana. He was being discipled to become a warlock, one that will be in custody of many sorcery altars. So he was being groomed, was taught the language of darkness, was taught the wisdom that was sourced in the second heavens so that he can become an efficient gatekeeper for the kingdom of darkness. But unfortunately for his tutors and his lecturers, he gave his life to Christ. After the investment of lectures and education that he received from the kingdom of darkness, somehow he lost taste for what he was prepared to receive. That was how the man revealed to me what it takes to be inducted into witchcraft in northern Ghana. It's not like our own here. That one is well established. At the end of the ritual, when you survive the ritual, then you'll be put in a room and dead animals will be put there that are stinking and rotting. You'll be locked in there for 3 days. You will not eat or drink. And the only perfume that you'll be breathing in and out is a perfume of death, so that you can be used to the smell of death. If you survive the 3-day isolation period, you will be treated to a meal. The dead birds and the dead animals that were in the same room with you will be used to cook okra soup. Okra soup. I mean this okra you know about, that type. And there will be fufu will also be made available so that you can take advantage of the okra. If you eat this okra soup and you vomit, it means you don't have the calling and the capacity of to become a witch. You'll be discarded from enrollment. If you eat the okra soup and you'll be compelled to partake of the delicacies of the meat that is in the arrangement, and then you don't vomit, it means you have the capacity and calling to be a warlock. It is after that ceremony that they will commit to you the ring. The moment they put that ring on your hand, you will be more sensitive to the demonic realm than you are sensitive to the natural realm. And he told me about his father, who was a warlock that he was supposed to take over from, that for all the days he knew his father never slept in the night. Hallelujah. You are quiet now. His father never what? Slept in the night. His father will be in the shrine until daybreak, speaking to the spirits. When he is in the shrine, this is what he says till daybreak. I have no eyes, give me eyes. I have no legs, give me legs. I cannot see, give me sight. That's what he says until daybreak. By daybreak, when he comes to you and sees you, the spirit will give him sight. His father only sleeps in the afternoon and he sleeps for 3 hours. I'm just trying to make you understand that all of us in this room, we might fail witchcraft tests in Ghana. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He sleeps in the afternoon and he doesn't sleep with his back on the bed. He sleeps with his back on the chair. He must sit on the chair and then they put a stool for him to put his legs. Then he will stretch his legs. That was his position for sleeping until the day he died. And the reason why he died was because the spirits were angry with him that he was not able to disciple his child and make him inherit the altar. That's how the spirits came and fought him. Now, I'm telling you this so that you will know that the people that serve darkness, they are committed to Satan. Most of us come to church, and church is like a thing of convenience. We do not accept the government of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not allow him to regulate our affairs, to influence our choices, so that our choices will be consistent with his choices and our lives will be an expression of his story that he is telling from heaven. Hallelujah. That's not all. The warlock to be said there were only three categories of people that had the ability to contend with witchcraft power. Number one, Christians that pray in the night. And if you find a Christian that is consistent in the night watches, he's someone that the lecturers in witchcraft will say, have no contention with this man. And that wisdom came from a long line of battles that saw warlocks die in their numbers. That was how they got this wisdom, to educate other generations in order to forestall the loss of future warlocks and wizards. Avoid what? Men that pray in the night. Secondly, the wizards taught them that the second category of people you need to avoid are people that pray intermittently. Maybe he prays for 1 hour, he stops, and after 2 hours, he's praying again, then he stops, and after, like that, he's always on and off. That if you find such people, leave them alone. Take your warfare somewhere else. The story will not end well if you combat with them. Are you there? Thirdly, they were instructed. There is a third category of people that you should not have any contention with, and those are there that pray for long hours. Now, among these three categories of people that I mentioned, you must be one of them. If you are hoping to be able to establish anything with the Lord that is worthwhile, that is worth destiny, then one of these three or all of these three must be the description of your life. The reason why I brought this little discussion I had with the man in Ghana is because of the teaching that I want to bring to you tonight. We are talking about carriers of the presence of God. You will notice, are you there? In the lecture of witchcraft, they said Christians are in three categories. Prayerless Christians look human from the realm of the spirit. Christians that walk in holiness and pray a little, they look like fluorescent tubes. And Christians that pray long hours and are committed to prayer and allow prayer to shape them, they look like creatures that are in a pool of fire. Those Christians that are in a pool of fire, those are not such that you should joke with, because the consequences are grievous. If there are those Christians that are shining like fluorescent tubes, you can set a snare for them, a pitfall, so that you can trap them. But the ones that burn with fire, you can do nothing about them. I came to tell you tonight that the presence of God has an outlook in the immortal realm. The presence of God looks like fire in the immortal realm. And the scriptures support this, my philosophy. In fact, I got it from the Bible. Turn your Bible with me quickly to the book of Exodus, chapter 33. There are several things that Moses learned from the presence of God. Hallelujah. The man on the keyboard, the moment I go for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, come and man your keyboard, put it on strings and allow it to flow. We are going somewhere tonight and we will not stop until we arrive. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 33, beginning from verse 7. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. What did they call it? And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, then all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass when Moses entered into the tabernacle that the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. Now, you will notice that it was called what? The tabernacle of the congregation. meaning that it was a commodity that was available for every citizen of Israel. But unfortunately, it was only Moses that took advantage of the benefits that the tabernacle had to offer. The moment Moses goes into the tabernacle, the cloud will fill the place. Now, I know some of you still remember the exodus of Israel from the land of Egypt. You'll notice that there was a cloud and there was what? A fire. That was an attempt by the Holy Spirit to make us perceive what the presence of God is like. Hallelujah. Oh my, you're not with me. I say hallelujah. There is a cloud dimension and there is a fire dimension. The fire dimension is a protective gear. It's an insulation material that keeps you away from injury. And the cloud dimension is the infrastructure that God rides upon. And so the Bible says that when Moses came into the tabernacle, that the cloud of God descended. Like I said to you, the cloud of God is the infrastructure that God rides upon. So he rode upon that cloud, and then communion began. Now, I will continue my reading from verse number 10. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. They were worshipping God that had appeared in the tabernacle, and the reason why he appeared was because a man was seeking to commune with him. So they'll be far away from God as they see Moses take advantage of the possibilities that existed in the presence of God. Verse 11 is my emphasis as we travel. We'll take as much as the time will allow us, because this lecture is supposed to take us through the book of Exodus 33, Exodus 34, and succeeding chapters. But we will take as much as the time will allow. And Moses and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face. This is a description of the level of intimacy that Moses had with God. Because Moses understood the presence of God and he knew how to take advantage of the wealth of glory that was trapped in the presence of God, he was able to achieve communion. So this scripture gives us an insight into the quality of interface that Moses had with God. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face. It is only in the presence of God that you can have face-to-face communion with God. Because face-to-face communion with God, I hope to define a few terminologies tonight. Face-to-face communion with God, the human concept of that arrangement is what we call intercourse. Hallelujah. Are you still following me? Forgive me, I need to describe what face-to-face communion is. It might not sound very holy, okay? Face-to-face communion is that kind of arrangement that happens when a man is having intercourse with his wife. It's face-to-face. That's the description of what is going on here. Do you understand that? This face-to-face arrangement of engaging the presence of God is only possible in the atmosphere of the cloud. Are you there? So when the cloud comes, it is possible for you to achieve face-to-face communion with God. And that is not a very common sight. Face-to-face communion, not very common. It's only those that know the value of the presence of God that will be willing to wait until he comes. I was on a spiritual marathon, waiting for God to show up. And I took a fast, and I prayed, and I fasted. I fasted for 264 days in prayer before I had the privilege of my first face-to-face communion with God. It is easy to get a miracle. It is more difficult to secure the face of God. It is easy to get a breakthrough. It is much more difficult to secure the attention of God, to ask God a question and get God to answer back. It will take a lot of discipline in order for you to be able to achieve that. But we are seeing the quality of Moses' experience in the inner chamber. And Moses spake, and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his own friend. Hallelujah. You will expect that when God comes in his omnipotence and in his majesty, that God will be speaking in his majesty. The relationship Moses had with God was not majestic. It was friendship. This arrangement you are seeing here is what we call spiritual education. It's the same kind of arrangement that was meted out for the man Adam in the Garden of Eden. And the purpose of that arrangement and the visitations of God to Adam in the garden was in order to educate him to know his purpose and his capacity. So when you hear in scripture that God came in the cool of the day and came to visit with Adam, the purpose of the visit was to educate him. It's in these face-to-face encounters that the Lord provides strategic education. And unfortunately for Adam, his lecturer came to educate him once upon a time, and Adam was not in school. Adam was a dropout. The arrangement that we have in this scripture is an educational arrangement. It happens to be that my wife runs a school, and if you see the little kids in school, you will find out that they will not learn from you except you befriend them. See, you need to befriend them first. Then anything a friend is giving out, they are willing to receive, because friendship has been established. The texture of the relationship that we have in this scripture has a shade of friendship. This is education. And unfortunately, many of us have absconded from school. And that is why it is difficult for us to understand the alphabet. Now, where's B? All right, let the brother help me with my diary. Because I will need to explain face-to-face education. Are you there? Face-to-face education. I will need to explain it. I will use 6 Greek words to explain the kind of intercourse that takes place when God comes in the cloud of his glory and he wants to participate with humankind. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
All right. So this is class one. Class one is spiritual education that is predicated upon friendship with God. So I'm going to show you the alphabet. You know, there is a certain language in Nigeria. In that language, there is no S in their alphabet. No what? So if you find somebody from that tribe trying to pronounce solution, it's always difficult to pronounce because of the absence of S in the alphabet. What I want to attempt to do tonight is to show you the spirit alphabet. If you can recognize this alphabet, you will be able to pronounce spiritual world. Hallelujah. But you know, when I notice you are not here, we cut the lecture. That's the normal thing that we normally do. The difference between the kind of engagement that Moses had and with the type that you will have is one factor. In the case of Moses, God came in an external fashion. Are you there? In your case, God is already domiciled within you, so it's going to come from within you. That's just the difference. All the principles apply, but the experience is different. For Moses, it was external, but for you, it's going to be internal. And in order for you to understand this, I might need to bring some terminologies that will help our comprehension. If you are still with me, say, amen. Amen. I still need to use a few other metaphors that are found in the Old Testament to bring further perspective before I begin to talk about the experience as it is, and then we'll take advantage of six Greek words to build context and to add muscle to the emphasis that I intend to bring. So if the technical people can help me with Exodus chapter 28, verse 20, I will raise a scripture and I will attempt to explain. In Exodus chapter 28, verse 20, did I say verse 30? Sorry. 2830. 28 verse 30. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Tumim. What exactly? And this is an apparatus that accompanies the priestly regalia. The Urim and the Tumim are the utensils that are used to consult God on a very basic level. The Urim is black, it's a black stone, and the Tumim is a clear stone as crystal. So just in case you are inquiring of the Lord, should I go to Asaba or not? Will you prosper my way? If light shines from the black stone, it means no. And if light shines from the clear stone, it means yes. So this operates by light. Are you there? Oh my. It operates by what? By light. Now, the Bible says concerning the Lord that with him is the fountain of life, and in his light we shall see light. What I'm saying here is that the Holy Spirit is possessed with illumination. And when the light that is in the Holy Spirit begins to shine, that is when you can see God's perspective. God's perspective will be hidden to you except you see the light of God. Is that clear? Have you read in scripture when the Bible says at the entrance of his word? So the impact of the entrance of his word is that it makes light available. And it is that light that is made available that gives you the capacity to see from God's perspective. You will continue seeing from man's perspective until something from the realm of God goes to work on your inside. It brings visibility from God's perspective, and then you can now understand the present revelation position of the Spirit. Are you still with me? I'm still testing the waters to see if you are here. There's so much for us to cover during the course of this conference, but we'll take it easy so that you can follow me. There's no man among us that is so wise that can understand what God is thinking except God gives you light. It is only in the light of God that you have the capacity to see from God's perspective. This light that we are talking about is the power behind revelation. How many of you still remember the book of Acts chapter 16 when Paul was confronted with a situation where there was a lady that was possessed with a spirit of divination attempting to give him something that sounded like prophecy? Do you remember that scripture? Do you realize that Paul was deceived for many days? Paul accepted the utterances that came from the lady operating with the spirit of divination for many days. As powerful as Paul was, he was deceived for many days until the Holy Ghost went to work in the heart of Paul and gave him the opportunity to see from God's perspective. That was when Paul was able to disarm the spirit that was at work. So when we say the Urim and the Tumim, it operates by light. The first thing that you are going to encounter when you begin to do business in the presence of God is that you will collide with light. Have you ever seen the scripture that says, God says that he wants us to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation that is in the knowledge of him? Are you there? What I'm saying to you is that there are only two times in the entire scripture when the prayer that Paul prayed was adequately captured in the Bible. And one of such times is in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. He said that he wants to pray God the Father that he will grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation that is in the knowledge of him. And when the spirit of wisdom and revelation begins to work, what it produces is that the eyes of your understanding is flooded with light. That means you are empowered to be able to consider things that are in the dimension of God, because it floods your spirit, your understanding with light, so that you can see from God's perspective. The Bible says in him and with him is the fountain of life. The life of God that is operational on your inside has qualities. One of the qualities of the life of God that you carry is that it has light. Jesus was the one that said in the book of John chapter 8, beginning from verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world, that he that followeth after me, he shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. The light of life. The same kind of construct in the book of John chapter 1, when he said in him was life, and this life was Are you still with me? All right, we were talking about the Urim and the Thummim. 1 John chapter 2 verse 27. It says, but the anointing which you have received abideth in you. This anointing that I'm talking about is not the anointing that comes upon you. Where is the location of this one? Technical man, take me to verse 20 first. 1 John chapter 2 verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know. The first question I want to ask you is, what exactly is an unction? When you see words in the Bible, it is needful for the true heart of a researcher to find out what it means. Unction. Unction. An unction is a knowledge faculty. You have a knowledge faculty. There is a system built into God's life form that gives you capacity, gives you access to spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is not knowledge that can be taught. It's not knowledge that can be learned. It's not knowledge that comes because you visit a professor or you have access to a library. This kind of knowledge comes because it is handed out to you by the Spirit. And the Bible says that we have a knowledge faculty. And that knowledge faculty is from the Holy One. And through the instrumentality of that faculty, we can have access. It can unravel everything, including the deep things of God, this unction. But you see, the way this unction operates, you are not with me. The trigger that activates that unction is the presence of God. That's the trigger. So the moment you come into the presence of God, light comes. And that light activates the unction. So spiritual knowledge, because the eyes of your understanding will be flooded with light. You get that? Then the Urim and the Thummim now switches on. You can understand God's displeasures. You can understand God's approvals. You can know when God is saying rise, when God is saying sit, when God is saying walk away, and when God is saying run. You cannot stumble on this insight and this understanding any other way apart from the light that is from God. So, one of the things that Moses had access to when he walked into the cloud was that he had fellowship in the light. Apostle John speaks about the fellowship in the light. The fellowship in the light is an opportunity to collide with that which activates the unction that we have received from the Holy One. And the moment it is activated, we have access to the thoughts of God. We have access to that which is obtainable on the mind of God. This can never happen in any way apart from the activation that comes from the presence of God. Now, I will attempt to show you spirit language and the alphabet of the spirit. And I will not leave out any letter so that you can pronounce solution. It was Jesus that said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Have you ever asked yourself, what exactly are those words that are spirit? Have you asked yourself that? What are those words that are spirit? What are those words that are life? Because Jesus said, the words I speak are not in Bini language. They are not in English language. The words I speak to you, they are what? Spirit. So I want to make an attempt in a moment to show you words that are spirit. Mark chapter 8 verse 12. It's complex, so if I notice that you are strained, I will stop. It's complex. Mark chapter 8 verse 12. You see, what determines what I can say is the hunger of the people. I met hunger in Benin, so let's go deeply. Give me Mark 8, 12. Mark 8, 10 to 12. And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came to the part of Dalmanuta. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven tempting him. Next verse. And he sighed deeply in his spirit. Stop there. You see, this, you know, you are not following. You know, I told you there is a difference between the type of engagement that Moses had and the type of engagement that the New Testament believer we have under the influence of the presence of God. I showed you how that the unction that you have received from the Holy One will only be activated to function when we come into the presence of God. So the presence of God will activate that unction and it will release light. The moment light is released, we can see from the perspective of God. Is that clear? Without the presence, that's why sometimes you pray for long before you get answers from God. It's because the answers are in his presence. His presence will need to form around your spirit to quicken the unction that you have received so that you can receive light and see from God's perspective. So many things are hidden in the presence of God that are not known to mortal man. Except you come to that point where you want to practice the presence of God, you are not likely to ever know those things. And there were many mysteries that were revealed to Moses because light came to him. And Paul in the New Testament began to speak about several things he heard in the presence of God that are unlawful for humankind to utter. That's how deep that place is. And the activating principle into the pavilion of spiritual knowledge is the presence of God. You get that? Okay. Now, so these guys came to Jesus and they wanted to tempt Jesus. That was what was happening on the external. But what was going on the internal was that the Spirit of God moved and the Spirit of God sighed within him. Oh, you're not here. I'm trying to show you the activity of the Spirit of God in the heart of Jesus, because the Gospels gives us an opportunity to be able to see the operation that is available upon his heart and the economy that that operation is driving. See, Jesus is not so concerned about what is happening in the natural. He's concerned about the move of the Spirit that is upon his spirit. That move of the Spirit is not possible except he's enveloped by the presence of God. And then he activates the unction and the possibility of knowing things supernaturally, things that you were not taught, things that you have not learned, knowing them now becomes possible. All right, so the Bible says, he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. For those of you that have an electronic Bible, can you click on side, and find the Greek root word that is manifested there? You will see that it is stenazo. Stenazo. That is the first alphabet of the spirit school. Stenazo. Stenazo is used in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 23 to 26. Help me quickly. Romans chapter 8 verse 23 to 26. Can I have that scripture? It says, and not only there, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit, the redemption of our bodies. Stenazo is the word translated groan. Are you with me? My first question to you today, if you are following me, is do you know the experience of a spiritual summon? Do you know that point when the Holy Ghost in you is groaning? Now, if you don't know these triggers, you will not know how to take advantage of the presence of God. These are symptoms that are experiential, that are occasioned by the trigger of the presence of God. He said, not only there, but we ourselves that are the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan. So what Jesus experienced when the temptation and the pressure came to him was that inner his spirit, the presence of God had activated a pathway, and the pathway that was activated was groaning. This groaning that I'm talking about is the invitation that God gives a man if he wants to invite the man into the place of prayer. He gives you this groaning. You can be in a bank and this thing will activate. It means that the presence of God alighted upon you and gave you the possibility to understand that I need you now to transact with you so that I can forestall something that Satan wants to do around your life. Can you sense that moment? If you cannot sense that moment, it means you are in the outer court. And you do not know the language of the presence of God. Stenazo. And he sighed deeply. Because of my time, I will only show you the second alphabet. To still support my and to defend the emphasis, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2 and verse 4. 2 Corinthians 5, 2 and 4. It says, for in this body we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. You know what Paul is saying here? Stay with me. Paul is saying, this body is perishing. And once and again in the place of prayer, we pray just like Jesus prayed and ask God to clothe him with the glory that he had with him in the beginning. And that was what resulted in the Mount of Transfiguration. Because Jesus wanted to show us believers in him how we look like in the immortal realm. We glow with light. We are creatures of light. So, Paul is saying that as long as we have this body, our preoccupation is that we groan. And the reason for our groaning is so that we can be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Now, if you understand what Paul is saying there, he's saying you can actually loan your spiritual body temporarily. How many of you have ever been so weak, so tired, and you felt stenazo? God was calling you to the place of prayer, and you decided to yield, and suddenly the weakness left. How did it go? You were clothed upon with something that was from heaven. He said, whenever we, as long as we are in this body, the need to groan, to stenazo, always arises so that we can be clothed upon with our house, our tabernacle, which is of heaven. That's the same word stenazo there. Is it true that you can identify when God is calling you to prayer? That means you know the presence of God. There is a feeling you will have that he needs me now. If you know that feeling, then you are a strong man. Because if God wants to speak to me, he gives me that feeling. So when I go into the closet, he begins to speak. But the stenazo was the activation that gave me insight into the fact that God needs to talk to me. And I need to talk to God. These are some of the lessons that we learn in the corridor of the presence of the Lord. Are you still there? I'll give you the second alphabet and then I'll stop. The first alphabet is stenazo. It's a call to prayer. It's a summon of the Spirit. when God occasions a move of his spirit upon your heart and provides adequate discernment for you to know that the implication of that move is so that you can talk to him, so that he can talk to you. Are you still with me? I will end with this. John chapter 11. John chapter 11. Because of time, read verse 33 and verse 38. John 11, 33 and 38. When Jesus therefore saw their weeping, this is at the tomb of Lazarus. Lazarus had died. Lazarus was dead. He was buried. 4 days, his body began to decompose, and then Jesus showed up. And Jesus requested that the stone over his tomb be taken away. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews weeping which came with her, what happened to Jesus? He groaned in the spirit. This is another experience that the Bible attempts to capture. And if you have an electronic Bible, you can click on groaned and then you will see what it is. This is a different spiritual sign from the first spiritual sign that we read about. What triggered this sign? Something happened in natural. People were weeping. People were expressing their sense of loss for Lazarus. And Jesus came upon the scene and the Holy Ghost inside of him was provoked. Can you tell when the Holy Ghost inside of you is provoked? And the reason for this provocation that the Holy Spirit sustained was that he was provoked, hoping that Jesus would take action. So when you see Jesus by the tomb of Lazarus and Jesus saying, "Lazarus, come forth," he did not start with that decree. He started with the fact that there was a move of the Spirit and Jesus sensed that the Holy Ghost was provoked, and the provocation there was an opportunity for Jesus to take authority of the situation. Only men that know the presence of God know this sign. Many people can die around you that are not supposed to die because you don't understand the interpretation of this sign. The moment Jesus knew that the Spirit of God was provoked, the second thing he did was he asked them to roll away the stone. And everybody felt he was mad. But the authority to take over and take care of the situation had manifested inside of him. It was on the strength of that move of the Holy Ghost that Jesus said, "Lazarus, come forth." Can you tell when the Holy Spirit wants you to take authority? I hope you know it's not every sick person and every dead person that he will move you to raise. If you move without his prompting, you will make a show of yourself. I'm going to stop there for now. What I'm teaching you is the Urim and the Thummim. That's the first level. But I have a few minutes, and these minutes must be dedicated to signs and wonders. So as you are praying on the pulpit, take note. It is this spiritual language that God will use to inform you that a certain dimension of authority is in operation. If you don't know this alphabet, there is no way you can do great things for God. And in this alphabet, there are 7 of them. You must know how they operate. You must know what each one is saying and how to cash in on it. It is only in the presence of God that this kind of education is possible. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. I want to end by taking you to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention for you in my prayers. So these are the prayers. First prayer point, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation that furnishes the knowledge of him. Stay with me. Are you here? How many of you here have ever had a dream before that you could not interpret? So you can drop your hands. So what happened to you is that you collided with the spirit of revelation. So the spiritual thing that was hidden, the emphasis was revealed. But it was revealed in spiritual language that is superior to the language of your thought. So you will need the spirit of wisdom to interpret that which came through the spirit of what? Revelation. Before you find the knowledge that is in Christ that is handing over to you. This is a documentary of a prayer point that Paul prayed for the church that I want us to pray tonight. That the Lord will grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. We'll pray that prayer and watch the way the spirit realm moves. And then from there, I'll begin to pray for the sick. Can we ask God to grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation that furnishes the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? Ask him. Talk to him. Talk to him. I cannot hear the prayer of Benin. Yala moho sik. Aiso sekela mukodia mahasik. Aila mama iso seleko. Endomina saito kombre mahasata. Yaila suke mansali bokoria bahatali. He will grant us the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him. There are a lot of spiritual codes the Lord wants to teach you. He wants to bring education to you so that you will understand the handle of the utensils of the grace of God. Grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Tonight is that night that we approach your presence to receive help. There are several things that will never happen in our lives except your spirit moves over us. This is that time
and we call upon your name. They are alphabets of the Spirit by which the Holy Ghost triggers and announces the fact that something is in operation so that we can take advantage. Grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Eso kambala masiko presko fila matali. Lamo sekoteli amahazanto presko fito kemboko na matali. Eisa mendo bria fatami na skande mamokotali. We are not going empty-handed. There is an upgrade. There is an addition. There is an increase. For they go from strength to strength in Zion, everyone that appeared before the Lord. Shall become a thousand, and a small one shall become a strong nation. Though thy beginning be small, thy later end shall greatly increase. Things are going to change because you will be taught of the Lord. The presence of the Lord will activate the unction, and God will show you great and mighty things that you know not. Saminatolia Perakuske. Sheko Mesiko Brande Makuda. Mayantos Keso Sanantali. Oh my God. Maiso Sakilo Bonde. Mantos Kedi Manda. Yalo Maselimonda Esco Cecela. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Before we pray, I will give a command, and miracles will begin to take place. And it will not stop taking place. Even after we share the grace, it will be taking place. You are going home, it will be taking place. Those online are going to have wonders, miracles. Any platform that can speak our voice will transmit the power of miracles. Before we go into that, we want to be sure that you are on God's side. Can we keep quiet for a moment? The Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. If you are here under the sound of my voice, you go to church. Maybe you have a Christian name, but you have not turned over your life to Christ. This is your moment. Just in case you want to do that now, put your right hand on your chest and your left hand up. I want to give my life to Christ. I've heard the preacher preach, and I believe what he's saying is true. So I want to mean business with God now. I want to turn over my heart to the Lord Jesus. Right hand on your chest. Left hand up. Right hand on your chest. Left hand up. Inside and outside. If your hand is raised, can you come to the front here so that I can lead you to Christ? Whether you are inside or outside, you are welcome to come. You are welcome to come. If you clap, they will come faster. You can rebel against the devil tonight and turn over your life to Jesus. You can rebel against the devil and turn over your life to Jesus. I am waiting for you. I am waiting for you. The Holy Ghost is knocking on the door of your heart. And if you are wise, you will know that that knock will not last forever. He's knocking. He's knocking. We are waiting for the people outside that want to give their life to Christ. You are welcome here. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Those of you in front, can you address the Lord Jesus with this word? Lord Jesus, I accept that I'm a sinner. I cannot help myself. Have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sin. Write my name in the book of life. Give me the power to live for you all the days of my life. Lord. They are still coming. Spend my life. Spend my life. Oh God,
the nations for you.
Anyone still coming? All right, those of you that are here, you can address Jesus with this word. Say, Lord Jesus. Mean every bit of it. Lord Jesus, I accept that I am a sinner. I cannot help myself. Forgive me. Wash me in your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Every covenant I entered into, knowingly or unknowingly, I renounce it in your presence. Let its power over my soul be broken. Give me the grace to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Where are the ushers there? Are the ushers there? All right, so please go that way. They will talk to you for a moment. Then you join the miracle service. Can you salute them as they go? There is a song that we sang in Cameroon. I want us to create a Nigerian version for that song. Strike a chord for me. And Cameroon shall be saved. That's what we sang. And Nigeria shall be saved. And Nigeria shall be saved. If the power
The Holy Spirit will come down, and Nigeria shall be saved. And Nigeria shall be saved. And Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down, and Nigeria shall.
One more time, let's test.
And Nigeria shall be saved. And Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down, and Nigeria shall be saved.
One more time now.
And Nigeria shall be saved. And Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down, and Nigeria shall be saved.
Can we sing it two times as we sing liberty?
Nigeria shall be saved.
Nigeria shall be saved.
Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down, and Nigeria shall be saved.
Nigeria!
Nigeria shall be saved.
Oh!
Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down, and Nigeria shall be saved.
And Nigeria shall be saved.
And Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down, and Nigeria shall be saved.
We want to pray for Nigeria in a moment of time and say, Lord, remember Nigeria. Remember Nigeria. Remember Nigeria.
And Nigeria shall be saved. And Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down. Nigeria shall be saved.
Say, remember Nigeria.
Nigeria shall be saved.
one more time, everybody now.
Nigeria shall be saved. Nigeria shall be saved.
Take us out of the ashes as a nation.
Can you ask that the Holy Spirit indeed will come down?
Suffocated. We say to you that you will not bleed to death. We say to you, in your DNA, you were carved out a giant, and a giant you shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. It is your ordination to occupy the firstborn status on the continent of Africa, and to give direction concerning the kingdom to the world. Nigeria, you will fulfill your destiny. Wicked men will not bleed you to death. Suddenly the hand of God will come upon you. The Holy Ghost will come down, and you shall be saved in the name of Jesus. We say peace unto you, Nigeria. Let your enemies be scattered. Let them that have taken counsel against you come under a bitter curse from heaven. The Holy Spirit will come down, and you shall be saved, O Nigeria, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now it's miracle time. If you are here and you use glasses to see, to read, to drive, short-sightedness, astigmatism, long-sightedness, glaucoma, cataract, all kinds of stuff, you can remove your glasses, put them in your pocket, lay your hands on your eyes. Listen, and this is applicable to those that are participating online. Same instructions are applicable to you. If you have a deafening condition, maybe one of your ears are deaf, take this finger, put it in the ear that cannot hear, and block it completely. You came here with crutches, you're paralyzed. Put the crutches away, just lay your hands on your legs, or your hands that are paralyzed. If you cannot do it, ask somebody to help you do it. Is there pain on your body? Touch it. Pain on your back? Touch it.
And Nigeria shall be saved. And Nigeria shall be saved. If the Holy Spirit will come down, and Nigeria shall be saved.
Oh my.
Nigeria shall be saved.
Kumande Isaloma.
The Holy Spirit come down, Nigeria shall
say. If you are here tonight and the person that is sick in your family, you could not bring them here, switch on your phone and call that sick person now. We'll send healing through the telephone line. Meanwhile, you don't need to believe me. Don't need to believe me. Call them now. They can be in Los Angeles, Lagos, or Lusaka. You have 2 minutes to do that. Oh, the hand of God is here. Thank you, Lord.
Come down.
I want to believe that you have made the call already. Have you made the call? All right. In the name of Jesus. Cannot hear your amen. In the name of Jesus. 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 Father, tonight I bind every blinding spirit. Blinding spirits be bound in the name of Jesus. I bind every deafening spirit. Deafening spirit be bound in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of paralysis. Come out of their bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. I see an unclean spirit. Someone that is elderly, wetting the bed.
It is as a result of a curse that was laid on you. A spirit of reproach has come to make nonsense of your life. But today I break that shackle, I break that yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm even seeing someone in the congregation. You see this coffin that appears to you, and it has appeared to you in your dream 3 times already. I destroy that transaction from the kingdom of darkness. And I release you from that affliction in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke of the enemy and I set you at liberty in the name of Jesus. I challenge lung conditions, breathing difficulties, shortness of breath in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone from them right now. I challenge demonic visitations in the night, haunting dreams, serpentine dreams, all kinds of darkness. I stop you in Jesus' name. There's somebody in the room tonight, you cannot have a decent sleep. Moment you start to sleep, little distraction will wake you up and you cannot get back to sleep again. That torment that has been meted out to you, that is twisting you, troubling you, tormenting you, I dethrone it from the throne of your life tonight in the name of Jesus. I command the pains on your body to go in the name of Jesus. I command the affliction on your life to cease in the name of Jesus. Now demons are beginning to leave. They are leaving now. So I release the healing power of God on your life in the name of Jesus. I command the ear, hear in Jesus' name. I command the eye, see in Jesus' name. I command the brain, go in Jesus' name. If there is anyone that came here struggling to walk, I say to you this moment, rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. The yoke breaks from your life now in Jesus' name. The healing has started. Satan, be gone. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command the demon of sickness, take your things and leave in Jesus' name. Those ones that are connecting by the phone, I send healing your way in the name of Jesus. Those of you connecting online, I send healing your way in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in Jesus' name. You can remove your hands from your eyes, from your ears. You can check your body now. This is the rule. If nothing happens, say nothing. If something happens, don't keep quiet. That's the rule. You have 2 minutes to check yourself. If you have confirmed that there is a change, you stand on my left hand side here. 2 minutes to check.
And Nigeria shall be saved. Nigeria shall be saved. Nigeria shall be saved. For the Holy Spirit will come down. Nigeria shall be saved. Nigeria shall be saved. Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come down. Nigeria shall be saved. Nigeria shall be saved. Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit come down. Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit.
Yes, Pastor, what's going on there?
Apostle, he had severe pains in his leg, such that the leg is so heavy he can't walk well and sit. So he said while the service was going on, he had the pain as well too. So he wanted to sit down. He just told himself that he will receive his healing. While the prayer was happening, he got his healing and the pain has disappeared. It can move the leg very well.
Oh, yeah.
Can.
Try it out.
Apostle, this is a similar one. Since 2014. Both knees with severe pains. And now it's disappeared.
Is. Now two of you come up.
Waist pain healed for 4 years. Disappeared.
Waist pain for 4 years healed. It is permanent in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Yes? There's someone that God has healed the eyes. I'm waiting for that person. Pastor, grab another mic so that we can decongest this place. Because I need to release impartation. Such as I have, I need to give you.
Sir, he's not been able to see where he's been suffering from photophobia. He can't see light. His glasses is here. He said he received his healing. For 32 years. For 32 years.
Can we celebrate the Lord Jesus?
The glasses is here.
Come.
And also he's been suffering from pile as well too. He got his healing. Yes.
Okay, God is healing.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, we have a very powerful testimony. For about 7 years, she says.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Okay, we have a very powerful testimony, two in one. She said for over 7 years, she has been having eye defect. She can't see something far. Yes, she can't see far. And she has been having a migraine headache. While you make it the prophetic declaration, her eyes got open. She can see the Benin Fire Conference that is written on the screen right now.
Can someone celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ? It is permanent in the name of Jesus.
Apostle,
yes.
His eyes just got healed. He's been having pain in his eyes.
His eyes.
eyes healed as well too from childbirth.
Now, let us find, what was the condition that you had before? What was the condition?
Praise the Lord. Before, I can't see from far distance.
Okay, you can't see from far distance.
Yes, and whenever I'm reading with my phone or my books, after some minutes, my eyes will be itching me. Water will be coming out of the eyes.
You can see far now?
Yes, sir.
You have tested it?
Yes, sir.
Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Apostle, we have similar testimony. All these three standing at the front, they can see. You can see it with glass, but immediately you made words of prophecy, their eyes got open, they can see clearly.
Some of them have glasses.
Yes, sir.
To show that they were using the aid of glasses, and today God has corrected the sight. Come. I'm looking for one of you. Is your case an eye issue too? Now, the reason why I'm asking you to come is this. There is one of you that God is healed on the eyes that God will anoint. Come, come. It's all of your eye situations. Father, in the name of Jesus, can you show me the one that you have chosen by anointing? Don't worry, he will come. Anoint that person that you have chosen. And let the anointing take hold. Let it take hold. Let it take hold. Let it take hold stronger. Let it take hold stronger. Anoint that one that you have chosen. That one that you have chosen. Let it take hold. Let it take hold. Let it take hold. Let it take hold stronger. 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 It's permanent. It's permanent. If I touch you, you can go. The anointing will take hold. It will take hold. Don't worry. Let it take hold. Let it take hold. Let it take hold in the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, what happened there?
Apostle, since 2011, he's been having severe stomach pain.
2011?
He has gone to the hospital severally. They give him drugs and nothing. And yesterday, during the deliverance service, he went home. The moment he opened his door, a black snake ran out of his house. And he killed the snake. And today, he has gotten his healing.
Somebody needs to shout hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, it is permanent. It's permanent. Go. Go. Yes?
She was suffering from cataract and she's healed now.
Okay, the eyes are clear now.
Yes. Eye as well too, healed.
Yes, eyes. Come.
Okay, Apostle, we have a powerful testimony here.
Your own eyes too. Okay. Yes, sir.
She was slapped. Someone slapped her on her right left ear 14 okay. years ago.
14 years ago.
Yes, she can't hear with this her left ear.
She became deaf on the account of the slap. That's what we call witchcraft slap. Witchcraft slap.
So why you made word of prophecy and declaration? Her ear popped open.
Her ear popped open.
Yes.
Can somebody shout hallelujah? One of you, God wants to anoint one of you. But I don't know the one. He will show me. Father, can you show me that one? Anoint that one. Anoint that one. Don't worry, he's coming. Just wait for him.
Anoint, let it be stronger. Let it be stronger. Let it be stronger. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. From the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. From the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Let your hand be stronger. Let the anointing be stronger. Let the hold be stronger. Let it be stronger. Let it be stronger. Let it be stronger. Let it be stronger. Now bring that lady to me. It's permanent. It's permanent. It's permanent. Father, endue her. It is permanent. It is permanent. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is healing you. He's healing you. Now, this one has not been released from Jesus' clinic. Don't worry. She's still in the clinic. Okay, this one too is in the clinic. Okay. Yes. The Lord is still working. He's still performing the healing. Yeah, still performing it. So, that's Jesus' clinic. Let strength come upon your legs. Let strength come. Let strength come. Let strength come. Perfect it. Perfect it. Perfect it. Perfect it. Perfect it. Strengthen the legs. Strengthen the legs, oh God. Strengthen it. Perfect it. Perfect it. Perfect it. Perfect it. Perfect it. Perfect it. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Apostle, this is a double healing. She's been having issues with her eyes.
Wait. Now there's somebody here I'm looking for. The hand of God will touch you.
Nigeria shall be saved. Nigeria shall be saved. Nigeria shall be saved. The Holy Spirit come down. Nigeria,
I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus.
Nigeria shall be saved.
Let her go in the name of Jesus.
Nigeria shall be saved.
Okay, I'll come back to her. Okay. Yes, let us see that mommy and pray for you. Make sure she doesn't fall, okay? Father, I remove that attack from her. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, in the name of Jesus. Okay, let her go back. The more you walk, the better it will become. You will keep getting better by the day. Okay? And you will be whole. Okay? Amen. Well, let me go back to my place.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I just need to touch you just like this.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor, what's going on there?
Apostle, our glasses is here. She's not been able to see clearly. Double testimony. As small as this lettering is, she can't see it, but right now she's reading it very well.
Can somebody shout hallelujah?
And also, she'll be suffering from partial deafness.
Deafness.
And she's healed as well. So she has gone to test it and she's healed.
Come.
Apostle, we have wonderful testimony here. This lady here, she was diagnosed of eye defect and she was already planning to do a laser surgery. As you were prophesying, declaring, she can see clearly.
She can see clearly. Yes. Yeah, join them.
And also, this young man went to the hospital. He was diagnosed of glaucoma and they told him he will use eye drop all the days of his life and glasses. But while you were ministering, prophesying, declaring, all of a sudden his eyes open, he can see very clearly right now.
No man has a right to say this will be your condition for life when Jesus has not spoken. We give you praise, we give you glory, because with you is all the power, with you is the kingdom, and with you is the glory. We thank you for this miracle. Oh my God. So she's still in Jesus' clinic. We're still dealing with the demon. Yeah, you are healed. You can go. Yeah, you are healed. Lord, we destroy the stronghold of this devil. Let her be released completely. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Apostle, since 2017, he's been having severe pains in his right ear.
Severe pain.
And partial deafness. But while the prayer was going on, his ears popped open and he's healed.
You can hear.
Yes, sir.
You can hear now. Glory to God in the high.
Apostle, we have reams of testimony of blind eyes seeing. Can you please raise up your hand? All of these, they are having different eye defect. But while you prophesy and make declaration, all of them here can all see.
All right. Those of you that can see, let me ask the Lord to anoint one of you. Father, anoint one of them. 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 Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Holy Spirit. Yes, it is permanent. It is permanent. There's an anointing coming on a lady. It's 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 coming strong. It's coming strong. It's coming strong. Coming stronger. Coming stronger. Holy Ghost. Yes, it is permanent. It is permanent. Pastor, what's up?
Apostle, body pain healed.
Body pain healed.
Oh, Apostle, he lost his voice yesterday, and while he was praying in his mind, he said, "I want to speak," and God restored his voice.
God restored his voice.
Pain in his neck, severe pain healed.
Yes, it is permanent. It is permanent. Go, go, it's permanent.
Apostle, we have testimony here.
Yes.
This young man is a protocol. So yesterday, while you were praying for people who have defect in the ear, so he couldn't come out because he was on a duty. So while you were praying, the power of God touched him and he ran out.
Okay.
And you prayed for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, he said his ear, he can hear very well.
Okay, his ear has opened. you see, the power wants to begin to move, but I'm holding it. Serious power wants to.
Apostle, she had severe pains in her both knees, but to the point that she's not been able to squat.
Oh, you were not able to squat?
Yes.
Okay, squat now. Oh, two, three. All right. We give you glory and praise. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Yes?
Apostle, she had severe pain in the right side of her tummy, and now she's healed.
The pain is no longer there. It is permanent in Jesus' name.
Apostle, he can hear on this side of the ear.
Go to hear with that ear.
Yes, for 4 years now.
For 4 years.
Yes, but while you prayed and made declaration, the power of God touched him and he can hear.
The ear opened up.
Yes.
Can we celebrate the Lord Jesus?
Apostle, back pain healed. And also she's been having pains in her leg. And she said the pain is not there anymore.
Come. You need to see her leg. So see her leg. Yes. Listen. You cannot feel the pain again. When I ministered yesterday, the pains left.
Yes, sir.
Can we? My God. I put a blessing upon you. Your voice will be heard in your generation. In the name of Jesus.
Apostle, since childbirth, he's been having pains in his ear, so that pus usually drop regularly.
Pus comes out of the ear.
He said during the prayer, he noticed that the pus, they are dried up and the pain is gone.
The pus has dried up.
Apostle, we have an online testimony through phone call.
Online through phone call.
Yes.
What happened?
When you gave the instruction, she quickly called her sister. Her sister has been having breast pain for the past 2 years. And while you were making the declaration and praying, her sister touched her breast and she couldn't find the pain any longer.
Where is your sister?
She's at home.
She's at home in Benin here. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Any other phone miracle? If your own is a phone miracle, yeah. Go close.
Phone miracle.
The fire of God is brewing.
Apostle, there's a phone testimony here. It's about a mother who has been having severe pains in her leg.
Severe pains in her leg. For how many years?
For 4 months now.
For 4 months.
She fell on that leg.
She fell on that leg day before yesterday.
Yes. Very bandage.
So what happened when you called her?
She said leg is light.
The lead is light, the pain has gone. Can we give glory to the Lord?
Apostle, we have
come, come. See, she's crying because she has seen her mom suffer. Use you as a point of contact to reach your mother. Let her be made every whit whole, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, in the name of Jesus. Okay.
Apostle, we have a phone testimony here.
Phone testimony.
His brother passed through a native doctor's house.
Passed through a native doctor's house.
And he matched a charm.
Matched the charm.
And ever since then, he has been having defect in his legs.
Okay.
While he was in the service, he called his brother, and while he were praying, the power of God came upon him. Yes, upon the brother, and the legs are perfectly
the
okay.
The legs have been released from the charm.
Apostle,
it is permanent in Jesus' name.
Apostle, this is a beautiful testimony.
Okay.
He's been having severe body odor. It's an affliction.
Body odor.
Yes. His friends around him, they know he has used everything he needs to use, but there was no solution. While the word came, he received his healing. He asked his neighbors around him, am I smelling? They said, no.
The pain has been blotted out.
He's asking if he's smelling. I said, no, you are not smelling.
You are not smelling in the name of Jesus. You know, we need to go outside to meet the brethren outside.
Yes, sir.
So we cannot take all these testimonies, but let me, Father, can you anoint them? Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Put your hand on them. Ah, fire is coming, oh. Fire is coming. Fire is coming. Fire is coming. Lord, release the fire. Release the fire. Release the fire. Release the fire. Let that fire come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Holy Ghost. Descend in the next 17 seconds. You don't need to come close. Anywhere you are standing is good enough. Father, from my left hand side to my right hand side, to the back there, begin to anoint. 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 Anoint, anoint, Holy Ghost, 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 move. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
There's somebody in the congregation. A strange fire will come upon you. Because God is putting grace on your life.
You will sense the fire in a moment. A flame of heaven. It will come upon you. So strong, so strong. You cannot resist it. You cannot resist it. You cannot resist it. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Grace is born
This is your time, O Benin. The light in you shall never be quenched, for the Lord has kindled it again. The witness of power, the witness of great authority, the witness of signs and wonders shall again be found in your midst. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one shall become a strong nation. The hand of the Lord will be seen among you. There is a pavilion in heaven that has opened over the land. I bring the blessings of God upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that are into business in our midst, you will break forth on the left and on the right hand side. Nothing shall resist your rising in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that are into ministry, you will not be a philosopher. The grace and the authority of God shall be found upon your hand. The hand of God comes upon you afresh in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. All of you that have served as workers in this conference, your level has changed tonight. Everyone that paid the price, that gave a dollar, a naira, your level changes tonight. Grace comes upon your life in the name of Jesus. Your level changes tonight. And I beheld in the spirit, and I saw seven women that will rise out of the land. Seven women intercessors that will rise out of the land. They will rise out of the land. And right now, the Lord is anointing them. He's 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 anointing them. Of the works and the goodness of God in the land of the living. We release your presence over the land and indeed over Edo State, that your hand will be found in Aganebode, to be found in Akauti, to be found in Benin City, it will be found in every look and cranny. Your grace will come down. Nothing will be able to resist your power that is in the land. Thank you, Father. coming stronger. It's 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 coming stronger. Holy Ghost. 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 Move.
The season is upon you. is not my own. The life that I live is not my own. Last minute consume me more and more. I say consume more, consume you more and more. Spirit consume me more and more. The life that I live is not my own. Spirit consume me more and more. I say consume more, consume me more and more. Spirit consume me more and more. I've been open to a day to Lord. The life that I live is not my own. Spirit consume me more and more. As I consume more, consume you more and more. Spirit consume me more and more. I've been offered to a day to you. You tell me the man I know. Let's go be the fellow man. Save me more. Kuria man I do tell us. Send me good to love by Elena. Elena everywhere about me, oh, everywhere about me, oh, everywhere about me, oh, I'm a kid for God.
tomorrow there'll be an impartation service with God's servant Apostle Arome at the Civic Center, the Voltage Church. The Civic Center. The time is 9 a.m. Do well to be around if you can make it. At the Civic Center, the time is 9 a.m. If you are blessed wherever you are, can we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.